know, he does it again, finds a way to get through five and put us in position to win. You know, he bends, but he doesn't break. Been great. You know, he didn't even have, I don't think he had his best stuff tonight, but finds a way, like I said, to get through five and put us in position to win. Bullpen was really efficient. Didi did a great job. You know, Dylan, Suarez, you know, to get to Higgy. Doobie keeps rolling along. So, yeah, it's a good win. It's a good offense over there. And, you know, keeping three runs, I think it was a good job by everybody.
Doobie, you know, is among those who keeps giving you credit. Hey, he's giving me an opportunity. When you do give a player an opportunity and they deliver, just how good does that make you feel? Not just for yourself, but just for that player.
Yeah, and look, I've said this. You know, it's always the player. They're the one out there performing. You know, it's pretty easy when you watch him do what he's doing. I think it's three games in a row, right, with a home run. All the big hits he's had, it's pretty easy to write his name in the lineup. And it's tough on the days when I haven't written his name in the lineup. And, you know, there's been some days like that just because it's, you know, again, I'm trying to keep everybody involved. And so, yeah, it's easy for me to write Dubon's name in the lineup just because of what he's doing and what he's been doing all year for us. I mean, he seems to be in the middle of a lot of really good things this year.
How, you know, we give you a lot of credit for, you know, putting your best lineup together. You know, if that means sitting the guy making $20 million, that's what's best for the team. You've talked about that, but how, what's that say about the confidence the front office gives you to do yeah. What's right?
No, I mean, working for Alex is awesome, to be honest. I mean, he's not coming down handing me lineups. I know that stuff happens around this league. Never has he done anything like that. You know, he may get involved on the pitching, making sure we give guys extra rest, that type of thing. But he is a pleasure to work for. And he gives me the freedom to do things that I feel like I need to do. These decisions aren't easy when you know you got a guy like Kim who's been a really good player in this league and he's trying to find his way. You know, you try to walk that fine line of trying to, you know, get him back up to speed. At the same time, you're trying to win games and guys are playing well. You're trying to keep them in the lineup. So it's a bit of a juggling act. And I try to communicate with these guys every day to let them know what they're doing. I think that helps. You know, from their end, at least they don't feel like they've been forgotten. But my responsibility to this organization, to everybody that's involved, you know, in this building and outside this building, my responsibility is to try to win games every night, and I can't lose sight of that. You know, that's the bottom line, and that's what I signed up for.
Mike Harris, okay.
Yeah, Michael Harris just had some back tightness. That's why I pulled him in the ninth. Nothing serious. Precautionary morning. He felt something, you know, coming in and getting that ground ball when he bent down. But we don't think it's anything serious. I think there's a pretty good chance he'll be in there tomorrow.
The way the back end of the bullpen is going, when you guys are able to take the lead in the middle of the game like that, like what's the level of confidence that, you know, you guys are going to be able to close it out?
Yeah, no, it feels really good. There's a lot of confidence when we're able to go to that, you know, to Dylan, to Suarez, to Iggy, you know, and then you had what Kinley's done for us, you know, whether it be in the sixth or seventh inning, what Didi Fuentes has done for us, you know, it's really nice. Now every night, we don't have those guys available all the time. We have to look at the big picture at times, and that's another fine line. You know, I have to walk. Look, I want to win every night, but at the same time, I have to look at workload and the projections for 162 games. You know, when they start getting up there in the mid-70s to 80 appearances, we got to back off, you know, and so – There's times where people might say, well, he's had 2 days off. Why isn't he pitching? Well, because at this point in time, we need to give him a third day just because of the workload and looking at it from 10,000 feet. But yeah, when those guys are available and we have a lead, I'll just say that there's a high level of confidence in that dugout.
Specifically with Iggy, when guys get on, he still seems like he's in control of the situation. What can you attribute that to?
Yeah, Iggy, he had the leadoff walk, which is really rare for him. He's a strike thrower, and it's a wonderful thing. Think about Iggy, he's a strike thrower as a closer. He gets out right and left because of the changeup to lefties. He's great at controlling the running game. He's very quick to the plate. And, obviously when he's in the game's on the line. So it's important that you can control the running game or you're going to have guys in scoring position all the time. So that's another thing that, maybe doesn't get a lot of attention, but he's really good at controlling the running game. So for me, and the mentality, he'll pitch he's our closer, but if I call down here, and said, get Iggy up in the seventh, he'd do it and wouldn't even ask any questions. I mean, he's been unbelievable that way. So to me, he's a total package when it comes to a closer. He does it all.
Going back to Perez, you mentioned just how he navigated the night well, not necessarily having his best stuff. Just how valuable is it to have those veterans who can navigate those types of nights, whether it's for their own or passing on that wisdom to the younger pitchers?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have those types of guys around to model. And I have confidence in even when he gets some traffic out there, he's going to find a way out of it, and he almost always does. And he can minimize an inning that looks like it might be a crooked number. He'll minimize that inning, give up one, maybe two at the most. Where it's not a 4 or 5 run inning. He just knows. He knows how to defend himself out there when the bullets are flying. He can keep a slow heart rate and continue to make pitches and get out of the inning.
We have one more over here.
Can you describe just how valuable Dubon has been, not just versatility, but the clubhouse and the kids, yeah. all those things?
Yeah, he's a treat to be around. I mean, it's good energy every day. He loves playing baseball. I mean, that sounds weird, but he truly does. I mean, you never see him without a smile on his face. And, the days when he's not playing, he's a pro. He's always ready on a certain day when he's not in the starting lineup. He's ready to pinch hit. He's ready to go in the game. You don't even have to give him any warning. He's a pleasure to be around. He's a really good player. I think the Atlanta fans are seeing what this guy really is. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, maybe hasn't had some of the opportunities along the way, prior in his career. But you put this guy out there, and he helps you win games.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.